Opportunity to be with you here at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. I appreciate the good humble prayer from our dear brother Harry Martin. I saw him yesterday for the first time since he's had double knee replacement surgery. I remember when my wife went through just one of them. I can't imagine a person going through two. But the Lord is good. He's doing well, and we're glad to see him here this morning. The song we sang for an opening was the perfect opening song for what I have on my mind. And you remember the line in the song that says, "The God of our salvation be exalted." You know, when we meet together to worship the Lord, that's the whole purpose of our worship, is to exalt the Savior, Jesus Christ. Which is what I want to talk to you about this morning. The Lord being my helper, of course, is the exaltation of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, we'll find in the scripture, there's several places that when we read it, it just naturally exalts Christ because of who he was. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of Man. He took upon himself a body of flesh that he might redeem us who are in the flesh. But yet he is the Son of Man in the flesh, and he was the Son of God, eternal with God the Father.
That's right.
What a man. Jesus Christ exalted. The first place we'll take a look at this morning is found in the book of Mark. And it's the last two verses of the book of Mark, and it's all... Now this is all after Jesus has been crucified, he's been placed in the grave, he's risen from the grave, he spent some 40 days and nights with his disciples and his apostles, he went out to Bethany to be received up into heaven. Received up into heaven. Did you hear me? Received up into heaven. That's an exaltation of Christ right there.
Yes, sir.
The fact that he went out to Bethany and they watched him there defy gravity and go up and be received into a cloud and go and take his seat at the right hand of the throne of God the Father. That's an exaltation of Christ. He was exalted when he was taken up from the earth, received into a cloud, and took his right hand at the seat of God. We'll find the book of Mark says this: "So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven." Now that's an exaltation of Christ right there. The fact that he was worthy to be received up into heaven and immortal glory, a place where there's no sin, a place where God exists and there's no evil or sin at all in that place. He was exalted by the fact that God the Father took him in and received him up into heaven. He was exalted by God the Father by the very fact that God the Father accepted and received him up into heaven. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. And I like that particular scripture, Brother Will, because that proves I wouldn't have come up here and taken my place in this stand if it wasn't for the fact that we go and we preach the gospel and the Lord is with us and our helper in doing it. Because I can't do it, Brother Will. But with the Lord, all things are possible. With the Lord that I depend upon, I can stand before you and declare unto you the truth of his word. I like the way that scripture says that. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. And you know, if the Lord's not working with them, they won't get very far. It won't be much to it. Me and Will went down to the old Muggy Association yesterday, and we enjoyed the fellowship together as we drove down and got down there. But when we got there, not only he and I were the elders that were present, but there were other present, but each one that got up, if the Lord had not been working with them, it would have been an effort that would have not proven to be much. But we found the Lord working with each minister that stood before the congregation to declare the glorious riches of Christ and him crucified. And they went forth, preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Yes, the Lord was exalted by the very fact that he was received up into heaven by God the Father. No doubt in my mind that he was exalted by the Lord in that way on that day. Now we want to turn over to the book of Luke, where we'll see that the Lord was exalted when he was allowed to take his seat at the right hand of God the Father. You know, you've heard that phrase and that thought mentioned many times. I know I used to have a girl that worked for me. She lives near here, down in Calhoun, near Calhoun. But I used to call her my right arm, because she was the type person. You know, I was the man with all the degree and all the knowledge and the theory about accounting. She didn't have that education and that knowledge, but she was the type person that you could give her something to do and she would take it and She'd take the bull by the horn, so to speak, and she'd get it done. She was my right arm, and I depended upon her in the job that I did for Dalton Utilities as comptroller. The right-hand position, and that's what that is used by saying she's my right hand. She was one I could depend upon to do something. So to take a position at the right hand of the throne of God Himself is the most highly exalted position that anyone could take. And so Jesus was allowed to take a seat by His Father at His right hand there in heaven. We'll find, it says here in the book of Luke, we'll begin book of Luke chapter 22, we'll begin there at verse 66. And as soon as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led him into their council, saying, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And he said unto them, "If I tell you, ye will not believe." And then he said, And if I also ask you, ye will not answer me, nor let me go. Herefore, now listen to this. This is an exaltation of Christ. "Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Now that's the most exalted position that anyone has ever had upon that's been mentioned here upon the face of this earth. When Christ made the statement there, "Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Now I like the way that scripture says that. That says the Son of Man. Now I'm going to tell you what that tells me. That tells me that Jesus Christ that came to this earth, that took upon Himself a body of flesh from the Virgin Mary, the Son of Man. I've already told you He was 100% man. He was the Son of Man. He was also 100% God and eternal with God the Father. But as the Son of Man, He was allowed to take His seat at the right hand of the throne of God. And what that scripture tells me is that Jesus, in that very fleshly body that He took from the Virgin Mary, is seated there in heaven and at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and me this very moment. He never goes on vacation. He never takes off for a holiday. He never has to rest. He's there 24/7, and you have access to Him 24/7, any time of the day, any time of the night. You have access to in prayer unto God the Father's only Son, the Son of Man, seated there at the right hand of the throne of God. "Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then said they all, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And He said unto them, "Ye say that I am." You see, he never told them He was. And they said, but He told them something that indicate that He was the Son of God. He said, "As the Son of Man, I'll be seated at the right hand of the throne of God." So they said, "Well then, are you the Son of God?" And He turned it around. He said, "You said I am, because only the Son of God, through the Son of Man, would be allowed to take His seat at the right hand of the throne of God." And they said, "What need we any further witness? For we ourselves have heard word of his own mouth. You see, these wicked Jews were out to destroy him. They were out to crucify him. They were out to have him put away. But they were dealing with a man that had all power, both in heaven and earth. You don't deal with that kind of power. The only thing to do to that is submit to it and worship it, because Jesus, as the Son of Man, is in heaven right now, seated there, exalted at the right hand of the very throne of God. Now I want to turn over here a little further in the book of Acts. Jesus was exalted according to this scripture by the fact that he was made both Lord and Christ. It says, beginning in verse 29 of the second chapter of Acts, beginning at 29, "Men and brethren, let us freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and the sepulchre is with us, his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this, therefore, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, that ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith for himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thy foes thy footstool." And then in verse 36, he says this, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ." He was exalted when God the Father made him Lord and made him Christ. Yes, he is the exalted one, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now turning a little further over into the book of Acts, we'll find that he was exalted when he was made to be a prince and a Savior. It says here in the book of Acts chapter 6, it says, beginning at verse 29, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a Savior." Yes, God the Father exalted Jesus when he made him a prince and he made him a Savior. And when he made him a Savior, he made him our Savior. And when he went to the cross, he finished the work of redemption for everyone that God the Father had given to him in the covenant of grace before the world began. And every last one of them, without the loss of a single one, he saved on that cross when he redeemed every last one of them and paid their sin debt and took their sins away as far as the east is from the west. Yes, he was exalted here according to this. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, and to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Yes, he was indeed exalted because he was made by God the Father a prince and a savior of all of God's people that he'd given to him in a covenant of grace before the world was. We'll find in the book of Ephesians now a scripture that says Jesus Christ was exalted to heavenly places. We'll begin there at verse 17 of chapter 1. It says that the God of our Father, Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power. And then in verse 20, he speaks of the exaltation of Christ because he was exalted to heavenly places. He said, for he wrought in Christ, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Yes, that's where he's at. He's exalted there in the heavenly places with God the Father at the right hand of the throne of God, even this very hour, making intercession for us. Now we want to turn over to the book of Philippians, and we'll see he was exalted because he was given a name. A name that, let me tell you, is above every name. No other name is above this name. He was given a name that's higher and more important and more exalting than any name that's ever been given. We'll find it here in the book of Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And then in verse 9, it speaks of his exaltation. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. That's the name of Jesus. There's no name upon the face of the earth above that name. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, exalted even in the very name that he was given. Now in the book of Hebrews, we'll find that he was anointed to be with the oil of gladness. So he was exalted by being anointed with the oil of gladness, it says here. We'll begin there at verse 4 of chapter 1 of the book of Hebrews. Being made so much better than the angels, he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten unto the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he said, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son of God he said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. And then in verse 9, he speaks of his exaltation because of the he was given the oil of gladness. Thou hast loved righteousness and hath iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Yes, he was exalted with the oil of gladness, and that exalted him to be the Christ, the Son of the living God. He was exalted in the book of Revelations because it was declared in the book of Revelations that worthy is the Lamb. You know, we're unworthy. We're unworthy sinners before God, but yet we have one that's worthy, the exaltation of Christ. He was worthy as the Lamb of God himself. We'll begin there at verse 11. It says, "And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels." This is in the fifth chapter of the book of Revelation. "And I beheld and heard a voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." That's how many of God's children they are. We can't number them. There's too many of them. "Saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." Yes, he was exalted. Why? Because he was worthy. He was worthy to be sacrificed for the sins of all the people that God the Father had given to him in a covenant of grace before the world. With the world was. So as we sang that song as an opening about the worthiness of the God of our salvation. Yes, worthy. Christ was exalted. He was exalted when he was received up into heaven. He was exalted when he took his right hand at the right hand of the throne of God. He was exalted when he was made Lord and Christ. He was exalted when he was made Prince and a Savior. He's exalted into heavenly places. He's there in heaven in immortal glory, interceding for us. He was exalted when he was given a name that is above every name. He was exalted when he was anointed with the oil of gladness. He was anointed because the angels were made subject unto him. And he is exalted because the revelation and God declared, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain for the redemption of his people." I thank you for your attention. Now pray for Ella Martin as he comes to preach to you.
Amen. When peace like a river